The second parak of Bamitzias starts off with the mission of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Elu Mitzias Shol Ve'Elu Chayim L'Hachiz Elu Mitzias Shol Matzah Peres Mufizar and Matzah Mufizaris Ve'Chule. Those are examples of Mitzias which you're allowed to keep. And Rashi explains Matzah Peres Mufizar and Isiyashu Habayla Mehen Kedama Begemar Ve'Hefker Hein, that he's Meyash, like we see in the Gemara, and Memela it's considered Hefker. Matzah Mufizaris, again Rashi says Ha'iba and Lamsim Nikar Yushu Meyash Ve'Havelu Hefker Ve'Zotam Kulam. So Rashi explains that the reason of all the Mitzias you're allowed to keep is because you're Meyash, and Yush is like Hefker, and therefore you're allowed to keep it. And the pashas in Rashi is that when you talk about Yush, the heter of Yush is that Yush is like a hefker, and the bottom of Yash should be mafker. Once a mafker, it's mutter l'kol, like any other hefker. For that reason, you would be allowed to keep it. And that's what Rashi says in Gittin on Daf Lamed Ches, that Yush is a act of hefker. The problem is, over there, if that's the case, if Yush is hefker, then how could it be that Yush helps by a gazela after the gazela was taken from you? How could it be miyash? We know that you can't be mafker davishen b'shusus. If you can't be mafker davishen b'shusus, you can't be miyash on a davar shen b'shusa either. So from the fact that Yush helps on a davar which was nigzal, zuchai, right, that Yush is not hefker. So what does Rashi mean that Yush is like hefker? And the Achan Ramaz, Reb Shmuel, and others, that the Pshat and Rashi is Rashi, Avada doesn't mean that Yush is mamish a maisa hefker. Yush is a new din. It's exactly kasev when you're miyash, the Torah is matir it, but the getter hadvarim is that after miyash, the Torah considers it like hefker. So the Torah is really the one that turns it into hefker, but it's not that you're doing a ma'isa of hefker, not being mafker. You're just being miyash, and when you're miyash on an aveda, the Torah considers it hefker, and for that reason, you're allowed to keep it. And that's what Rashi means over here, that when you're miyash, or when you're miyash of a hefker hein, or that it's a v'havelu hefker, not that you're being mafker, but once the yush happens, the result is the same thing that results with an act of hefker, but not that it's working through an etzem ma'isa hefker inside the bailam. And this would also answer the kasha of the achrenim, that we know that din is yush does not help on karka. But about a hefker does help on karka. So if all yush is hefker, why are there limitations? Why can't it be miyash on karka? But the way the achanim understand it, it's not really a din of hefker. Not being mafker, you're being miyash. And there's din atara, when yush can work, when it can't work. When it works, the result is that it becomes hefker. But it's not actually a din hefker. That's how later the achanim understand Rashi. But the pashas is, so how the earlier achanim understand Rashi, the yush is mamash and mais hefker. But it's very shred to say that for many rayas. The pashas is, it's a new din of Yush. Yush is Matan Aveda, and the result is that would be considered like the same Tetzav and Maisa of Hefker.